الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. In this ayat al-Karima, which we are well acquainted with and we heard it many times in the translation also, Allah Ta'ala is addressing the people of Iman. The ulama writes that those who have got Iman in them, they are being addressed. So we have to check ourselves whether we got Iman. Otherwise, like the Quran Sharif itself says, with regard to the Bedouins who accepted Islam, قَالَتِ الْعَرَابُ آمَنَّا. Just when they came into Islam, they say, we are mu'minin, we have brought Iman. Allah Himself says, قُلْ لَمْ تُؤْمِنُوا. Don't say that you have... وَلَمَّا يَدْخُلِ الْإِسْلَامِ. When Islam will enter into you. So there are two major things here. One is, we are entered in Islam. We must make a lot of shukr for that. But how much have we made effort to enter Islam into us? We have entered into Islam. How what effort have we made for Islam to enter into us? Like, for example, we have got admission in any institute. We got our admission. But how much have we made effort for that institution's spirit, its temperament, its mizaj, to come into us? That is of vital importance. So how much have we made effort for Islam to come, the mizaj of Islam, which is the mizaj of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, our aslaf and our akabir. Have we made any effort to bring that mizaj into us? Or unconsciously, we are living in a Western world, Western civilization, and that is that fully in us. That even our deen, we are looking at it from a Western point, from a dunya's point of view. We justify things of deen also, not from Quran and Hadith, but by the constitution of the country, for example. So that is totally wrong. It cannot be accepted at all. So for that, it is absolutely essential that a person stays in the company of those people who have got deen in their lives. And with an open heart to imbibe that, to bring it within us. Like, for example, we have come for the majlis now. If there is a person here who has come also, all of us have come for the majlis, we are sitting here for the majlis. But if somebody has come here as a critic, let's go and see what happens there, what they talk about, what they do, etc. So he's not going to get any benefit whatsoever. That person who went to Markaz Nizamuddin as a tourist, and as a tourist he saw like there was dirt there, place is not so clean. So, and all the great work that was taking place there, that he could not see. So it is how our attitude is. So that is absolutely essential. And in that light, today we see that even to getting the knowledge of deen, if we don't get it in the correct place, in a correct institute, we don't get it from the correct ustads and our teachers, and we don't have sohbat, company of those who have got deen in their lives, we won't have deen in our lives. It will be anything else besides deen. We will call it deen, but it won't be deen. And this is a great deception also, and a great test for us also. So today, the acquisition of our deeni knowledge also is taking place. Like, for example, in the Darul Ulooms, which alhamdulillah, still there are Darul Ulooms trying to run according to the principles and the mizaj of our elders. But then there are others, for example, where there is no boarding. So the students don't get deeni mizaj at all. They're just there for the 6 hours for the lesson, the ta'aleem. But that mizaj of deen, which is tried to be created in an Darul Uloom environment, that it is not there. They are up and down on the streets, coming and going home, coming to the Darul Uloom, and all the environment of the street is totally anti-Islamic. then almost 99% our homes also, there is no Islam. There is the TV that is playing all the on all the time, etc. No parda in the house, etc. So that mizaj will not come. So it is necessary that the container also be right, the contents also be right. We have the contents of deen, but we have it in a wrong container. You drink zamzam, but you drink it in a beer glass, a beer cup. That is not acceptable at all. So the container must also be right, and the contents also must be right. So therefore, then only will we get the correct understanding of deen. And to get that mizaj to practice upon deen, much more than that is also required. Now, people who today has unfortunately become common, that ulama who have studied in our institute, yeah, in our madrasa, and they also writing books that intermingling of sexes is permissible. And only thing is, the khulasa, the summary of it all is, free mixing is totally permissible, only you must not touch one another. Which our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, that if you put butter in front of fire, and that butter doesn't melt, then that is not butter. If you put a man in front of a woman, in clothes also, and a woman in front of a man, if they don't melt, then there's something wrong. They're not man, they're not woman. There's some other species. If you don't have that in, and it is for that reason that Sharia has been so strong on parda, so that you don't fall, because that opens the doors of so many of haram things, destruction of life completely. If there isn't a sober, pure, moral, married life, and man just mixes with any woman, then like the animalism of the West, that is what will be the result. So therefore it is absolutely necessary that we have that mizaj also. Otherwise a person, either he will must represent the Quran, must interpret the Quran, either because of his own nafsani khaishat, his own personal motives that he has, or he will be influenced by non-Muslims. They also study Islam, and they also influence our scholars, that this is the meaning of this ayat, etc. And a person without iman, without love of deen, can never get the understanding of deen. He can read the Quran Sharif also, Hadith Sharif also. In fact, he'll take out all the wrong meanings. Like one person, just an example, whenever he used to go to masjid, used to take his wife with also, and take a picnic basket also, and then eat all that food also. And he shouldn't make namaz. And all this he proves from the Quran, that I'm practicing on the Quran. In the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhallazina amanu khudhu zinatakum. Oh, you who believe, take your beauty. Beauty, yeah, meaning your proper Islamic attire, qualities of deen. Now his wife's name was Zinat. So, oh, everyone regards my wife is the most beautiful wife. So, khudhu zinatakum inda kulli masjid. Every masjid you must take your zinat. Wife's name is Zinat, you must take her there. And kulu washrabu. And he must go and eat there. So he got his picnic basket also. Wala tusrifu. Don't leave crumbs and dead behind also. See that you eat it all finished. And he shouldn't make namaz also from the Quran. La taqrabu salah. Don't even go near namaz. So from the Quran, yudillu bihi kathira wa yahdi bihi kathira. Allah guides many people to righteousness, and Allah must guide many people with the Quran Sharif. أَضَلَّهُ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمِ. Allah Ta'ala must guide people on the basis of the knowledge that they have got. They got knowledge of Quran and Hadith, but using it in this wrong way. And these are just a few examples. Many like this. For example, a person says, he's involved in all the haram things of dunya. And when you remind him, he says that, وَلَا تَنْسَى نَصِيبَكُمْ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. Don't forget your share of dunya. Yes, the Sahaba explained the meaning, your share of dunya, for what we have to prepare for akhirat. Now what he says, your share of enjoyment in dunya. Now the Quran is so clear on what is halal and what is haram. But now you use this one ayat to prove that the share, that means I must have dunya's fun and enjoyment. And that also not only within the limits of Sharia, all types of fun, where you're breaking the laws of Allah, you're not considerate of namaz or anything, and you're proving it from the Quran Sharif. When at the early stage of Islam, after in times of the Tabi'in, later Sahaba, the people who did not want to spend in the money in the path of Allah. A person is poor, for example, or just hand to mouth is living, and somebody encourages him to spend in the path of Allah. And he takes advice, and people give him advice. You're a poor person, you mustn't just give charity. You need it yourself. Look after yourself first. So, and he uses the ayat of the Quran. وَلَا تُلْقُوا بِأَيْدِيكُمْ إِلَى التَّعْلُقَى. Don't destroy what your own hands, don't destroy yourself. You're giving all your money in charity, or even giving some of your money in charity, you're going to be destroyed. And the meaning, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu say, they said, we know, this ayat was revealed with regard to us, that when we did not want to spend, then you are destroying yourself. You are not spending in the path of Allah, then you are destroying yourself. And don't destroy yourself with your own hand. And this is not only in our Dini teachings, in everything. A person studies, for example, electricity. If he goes and study electricity or plumbing, he studies. Now there also, if he takes out his own meanings, not what they teach them there, then in both those fields, he will read about a female socket and a male socket. Now if he goes and with his mind, he goes and look for a female socket there in all the plumbing things and in all the electricity things. Now there the meaning of that is a complete different meaning. You can't use the other meaning here. So every field of life, you have to according to that field. So it is absurd. People who don't have the sohbat, they won't get the mizaj of deen. That we can understand. When I explained on one occasion that when we were in one country and they invited us to go and have a program at the girls' madrasa. We went there, and when they opened the gates of the madrasa, a flood of girls came out. So we told them, what's all this? They say they've come for your welcome, istiqbal, to welcome. Say, this is not permissible. They just laughed it off. Then we told them that how can they come? It's not but they just laughed it off. But then, alhamdulillah, when Allah gave us the tawfiq, we read the ayat, قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُضُّ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ وَقُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنَاتِ يَغْضُضْنَ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِنَّ. MashaAllah, they understood immediately and they sent them away. One mufti of our country was present. He says, but the parda is so clear in the Quran Sharif. How come they don't observe it? Because parda is not in the environment. So they just overlook those ayat, or they interpret them differently, or they don't take them seriously. Then I told him, don't we also teach Kitabul Jihad in our kitabs? But the thought doesn't come to the ustad also to go for jihad. All the Kitabul Jihad and all the things of jihad, we still teach it till today. But it's not prevalent amongst us. So deen will only come when we in that, and in how much environment of deen. For example, when we were studying, we studied first year in Mia's farm, and that time kurta also was not a common dress. And while we were studying, even till Jalalain and Hidayah, we were wearing shirt and trouser. Now today you can't imagine a student that is in Hidayah, or he's becoming an alim, and he's wearing that kind of clothes. So that environment was not there, it was acceptable. All accepted it, we weren't doing anything wrong. Though we were doing a complete wrong thing. So the environment is absolutely essential. That we understand, until and more than ilm, is that environment of ilm. an ordinary person who stays, who gets sohbat, and he gets the proper environment and understand. Many, many people who are not ulama, they got the proper mizaj of deen. And if an alim doesn't get that, though he's got all the knowledge of deen, but he won't have the mizaj of deen. He won't understand a deen. So that is absolutely essential. Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, understanding this point well, that is why he made the whole system of going out and leave your environment of the house for 3 days, 40 days, 4 months, and go in the complete deen environment of the masjid. And at the beginning, the sixth point was not how to go and give da'wat. It was tafriq waqt li islahi hal, to free your time to correct yourself, to make your islah. Because at home you can't make your islah. The environment at home is not conducive at all. So you have to go into an environment where now you are 8-10 people in the Jamaat, all have come for their islah, and which Maulana Ilyas Rahmatullah Ali's desire was, every Jamaat must have 2 alims in the Jamaat. And they must be doing their tarbiyat, learning of deen. So now you get 40 days. You can imagine how, if it's done properly, in 40 days how much you will benefit. And if it is only you are working on other people and you're not working on yourself at all, the 40 days will pass, but you yourself won't benefit. Possibly other people will benefit, but you yourself won't benefit. So the same way, even the knowledge in a madrasa, if students are just learning and with this in their mind, we have to pass the exams and then we have to go and teach this. But this is not in their mind that we have to practice on it. The primary thing, then it won't be there. And we can see that even in the Darul Uloom, for example, the number of students who don't come for namaz, though they got no other work, no shop, no, they're not jobbing for anyone, and the time is given, the sort of program is made that namaz time, it's namaz time. No other work, no classes are taking place, nothing. And for all other needs, time is given for eating, sleeping, everything. But yet they don't come because they don't take it that we have to practice upon deen. So therefore this is very, very important. Otherwise we're finding that even ulama, things which were like, for example, any ordinary person, and not any ordinary, a non-Muslim also knows that in Islam there is segregation of sexes. They also know that. They also, and there are many who accommodate it and appreciate it also. So, but now for a Muslim, a alim, to say there is no segregation of sexes. How can this? Music, for example, photography. Everyone knew photography is totally haram in Islam. Interest. Even the non-Muslims know that riba, interest, is totally Islam. But how they've worked it, they themselves say, we just changed the name. Call it profits or call it dividends. Now the learned of the Muslims also accept it. It is all right. And in fact, they make open statements that now we have saved Muslims from interest, now do we giving them profit. But it's the same thing. Now how can a person fall to that level, and like a learned person, and he says that just by change of name. Just changing a name doesn't change things. Pretoria was Pretoria, now it's Swani. So it doesn't change the reality of Pretoria. It's still Pretoria, whether you call it Swani or you call it Pretoria, but it's still the same place. So very, very important to get our deen, we must have the proper understanding. So it is absolutely essential that a person has the correct environment to learn deen, and he learns the correct deen also. And then his heart is also open to accept it. And this is all what we call tazkiyah. If we don't call it tazkiyah, everyone says it's necessary. But the minute you say tasawwuf, khanka, then you call it bidat. The same thing, which tazkiyah is absolutely essential. But now you say you must go to the khanka, you must have a share, then that becomes a bidat immediately. And it becomes shirk immediately. But that is without that, we won't get the what Deen, what the message of Deen is. And we find, very sadly, just heard, an interview was taken of one alim in Sambal. Sambal is one town in UP province, about 160 kilometers east of Delhi, near Muradabad, which is a big town. Around those places, there was an Tablighi Ijtima there. So they interviewed this person with regard to that Ijtima that took place there. And that was just after the Darul Uloom Deoband gave the fatwa that Maulana Saad is misguided, his statements are totally wrong, and he is not correcting himself. He says he's correcting himself, but that not in the proper way also. And then he repeats it again, etc. So anyway, for the Ijtima, the person they interviewed, he was fully with Maulana Saad in them, with their side. And the Ijtima was on their side, which was taking place. So they interviewed him and they asked him certain questions, a few pertinent questions, they will say. They said that when Maulana Saad came, for one thing he explained himself, that the crockery, they were ordered, he was in the entertainment host of Maulana Saad's Jamaat. So they were there, 25 persons, they were for their khidmat. So the crockery, they say, it was not available in Sambal, in that little smaller town. Such quality crockery they required, that they had to get it from Muradabad. Now that is not the way of our Buzurgs at all, that you just the crockery alone. And then further it was said that a certain, what is it, not a partridge, another bird, it's quail. That Maulana likes, Hazrat likes quail. And they tried as much as they can. He said we couldn't find that. But anyway, and then he said that the sandals for the toilets, the 3 days of the Ijtima, the toilets and the sandals for it, the quality they had to have was also not available in that town. Now all this, so much of detail, for all this, like that also they had to get from Muradabad. That when they go to toilet, the sandals they have to use. Now that is not our tariqa at all these things. Then he explains also that in the process, there was in the town, there was a ladies' program also. So Maulana Saad himself was going to give the bayan. So he says, I had to go with because I knew the road to direct them to the house. When we came there, then women were throwing flowers on Maulana Saad. So the interviewer asked him, men? He said, no, not men, women. They were throwing flowers. And they asked if Maulana Saad say, it's wrong, you can't, you stop them, that this is not allowed. Sometimes the public do things and it's not in your control. He said, no, he was like welcoming it. So just imagine what levels they are gone to. And then after that, the Ijtima took place and all these wrong things. Then they asked him, but now you are speaking. He said, yeah, another thing he said that I was on security one night from 2 to 4 in the morning. And then we were in security, suddenly we saw something like a Kumbi type of vehicle coming, with all people and armed to the teeth. They were all heavily armed. And they came and they asked us, who are you people? What are you people doing here? So he said that we called our Amir, that he can answer. So he came and he spoke to them and that. Then he explained, he said, as Maulana says, then he explained to us that wherever Maulana Saad goes, there is a Jamaat of Amilin with him and a Jamaat of Kamilin. Amilin is people who make Amal Jadu. They are with him all the time on all, wherever he goes, there is a Jamaat of Amilin that goes with him also. And Kamilin are these people who are armed to the teeth for security and protection. Now all this we don't find in our Ijtimas of our Buzurgs, all these kind of things. So we have to be very careful. Those masjids which are hosting also the Nizamuddin Jamaat, We have to think who we are supporting, who we are hosting, who on whose side we are. Silent support is equal to actual support also. And man tashabbaha biqawmin fahuwa minhum. If you are with these people, you are part of them. Even if you are just with them there. And also man kassara sawada qawmin fahuwa minhum. If by just increasing the numbers, and we are allowing these people in our masjids, etc. Or that man radiya bi'amali qawmin kana sharikan fihim. A person who is just happy with the actions of people, he is part of them. And all of them, this excuse does not hold water at all. That the people on the ground, they don't know who they following. They're just doing six numbers, they're just doing jamaat, they're going in jamaat. If that was the case, then why do they always just go on Nizamuddin's side? They will go at Shura's side also. But they feel Nizamuddin is right, that's why they're going with Mauli Saad's jamaat. It's not that if it's just the six numbers, then all, when sometimes you join the Shura jamaat also, you're just going for six. But no, you make sure that you follow that group there. So that argument doesn't hold at all. And it is very, very important that we don't associate, we don't support, we don't become accessories, we don't become accomplices to any type of wrong. And not only them, but all. Whether now this issue of an alim writing that no parda, the Islam doesn't advocate it, Islam allows free mixing. Now, where can that come? And Ali says that you must follow the constitution of the country. Constitution of the country says all religions are equal. So how can a Muslim ever regard Islam equal to Hinduism, to Christianity, to Judaism, to Qadianism, Shiaism? Impossible. Now, how can we? So we have to be very careful who we are following. Our understanding of the one is a person who has got the proper understanding of deen. He might be very weak in his amal, but he will get salvation. And a person who might have doing a lot of amal, but he's got the wrong understanding, that person is gone in the wrong direction. That person is in very great danger if he's got the wrong understanding of deen. So to get the proper understanding, and that only comes from sohbat. Therefore, Allah not only in this ayat, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullah, acquire the taqwa of Allah. With your iman, in order to make your iman strong, in order to have the reality of iman, acquire taqwa. And if you have got iman, taqwa will be a natural offshoot of iman. And if we don't find taqwa in our lives, our eyes are not under control. Tongue is not under control. That means that iman, we have to check our iman. And to get that, kunu ma'as sadiqin. Be with those who are the rightful and the truthful. So the very word sahaba, which Allah has chosen for the sahaba, there couldn't be more greater alims than the sahaba. There couldn't be more greater qaris than the sahaba. There couldn't be more greater mujahideen than the sahaba. But Allah didn't name them after any of those names. But they were all called sahaba. And Allah praises them with the name of sahaba in the Quran Sharif. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, many, many hadith, my sahaba. He refers to the sahaba. And sahaba is from the word sohbat. And you can only get deen from sohbat, from that company. And one is, when you're in that company, you do pick up everything, which is natural, any company. But this company here of the righteous and the pious, Allah's rahmat. Like for example, مَجْتَمَعَ قَوْمٌ فِي بَيْتٍ مِّن بُيُوتِ اللَّهِ. The people who gather in one of the houses of Allah Ta'ala. Now they're all together there. Now that is going to have an effect. يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهِ. They remember Allah. يَتَدَارُسُونَ. They make dars of the Quran among themselves. إِلَّا نَزَلَتْ عَلَيْهِ. These are all extra things. That Allah's sakina حَفَّتْهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ. Farishtas surround them. وَذَكَرَهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي مَنْ عِنْدَ. and Allah remembers them by those who are by Allah. In front of the malaika, Allah is boasting about these people. So the sohbat, the one is the practical, you get the benefits of sohbat. And then the spiritual, which we can't see, perhaps we can't simply understand it also, but all that also, the sakina that design, Allah's rahmat and Allah's favors that come on a person. So therefore, sohbat is very, very important that a person acquires. And like in anything else also, sohbat also, a person who goes with an open heart, he will benefit. You come for a bayan also, as our buzurgs explained, no matter how much you know, no matter how pious you are, you go for a bayan, go with an empty heart. If you're going with a full heart, where are you going to put it? Your heart is full already. You go with an empty heart, then you will get the benefit of the sohbat, of the bayan, whatever it is. If you go as a know-all, and if you go as a critic, then you won't benefit anything. So to go in that way, that is when a person will get the benefit. And that humility and humbleness, that I don't know. If a person comes with that, I'm going to learn. I don't know. I'm evil. I'm dirty. I'm going to clean myself. But a person who goes, that I'm a clean person. He doesn't need any cleanliness now. He takes himself, I'm clean. But a person who takes it, my mind is dirty. My heart is polluted. I'm filthy and dirty. Such a person will benefit. So therefore it is very necessary and to disassociate with the wrong people. In fact, in one riwayat it comes that when there are any of these wrong things which are happening, all this modernism, liberal, and just see again, just like with COVID, and after COVID was finished, these people themselves have, the COVID people, what was that professor, Fusi, who also announced, he just sucked out all the rules from his fingers, no scientific evidence even. Just from his fingers he sucked out all the protocols of social distancing, mask and that. After all it has become so clear, after that still, these people who followed them, who follow in their ways, whether it was Jusa or Uksa or whatever, they say we did the right thing. After the people who did it, they said we did wrong. It did not help. They say we did the right thing. How blind can a person become? And public statements of this nature, and all the other wrong also. So we must be very careful, all the wrong, and make dua, Allahumma ihdina sirat al-mustaqim, Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqa, وارزقنا اتباعه وارنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. So it's very, very important, and it's not a matter just of this dunya, it is the greatest matter is of the qabr. If we're going with the wrong iman in the qabr and the wrong and in Madran, that masjid, what's his name? Gulen, who died now. They tried and hide it, but nothing can hide. He was given a full funeral rite of a Protestant, Christian. He's buried in a Christian cemetery, and the full his funeral was of the Christian. And he was like a big Muslim, big buzurg of Muslim, that he got nothing to do with the world. He just lives hand to mouth and like a very down to earth. But all the time he was a Christian. And he built this masjid with he stayed here. He supervised the whole building of the masjid. And how many of our ulama honored him, respected him, had programmed everything. And now at the end what has come out? That he's a Christian. So we have to see very carefully. But in spite of that, our eyes are not. We will still host the Nizamuddin Jamaat. We will still host all these people and have their programs. And we say we must have a balanced view of both sides also. How can you have that? All the wrong. So Allah Ta'ala, very, very important, we have to be conscious and conscious of ourselves, and also what what we are going to leave behind for our children. What our children will say, what my father used to do, what my dada and nana used to do, and if we were doing the wrong things, and they follow, all that guna is also on us. And then in the qabr, till the day of qiyamah, what will be our condition? On the day of qiyamah, what will be our condition? So very important to see that we stick to the way of the sahaba. Radiallahu ta'ala anhu, ma ana alayhi wa ashabi, it has been made so clear for us. And we got no doubts about the truth. And Allah will keep that way. It's for us to find out where it is, what it is, but Allah will keep it. No matter how much it can be covered up, hidden away, but Allah will keep it always. As the days of Qiyamah will come closer, that will become less. And it will be more difficult to find it, but it will always be there. It is for us to search for it and to follow the right way. And the wrong way will become more common and will become more appealing. And it will, and people will go more that way. وَإِن تُطِعْ أَكْثَرَ مَن فِي الْأَرْضِ يُضِلُّكَ عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. If you will follow this majority, they will misguide you and lead you away. And also very important, the call is being made by now ordinary public people that why aren't the ulama speaking about this? And one hadith it comes that when these fitnas abound and the ulama don't speak about them, then the ulama, not their faras will be accepted by Allah, not their nafal will be accepted by Allah. That they are seeing the haram and they are not informing the people. Especially, and this is not only the ulama, as a father we are responsible, as a mother, as a teacher in a classroom, wherever we are all responsible. But the ulama's duty is more. And they say that we all hardly hear any ulama speaking about it, and denouncing it, guiding the people. And it is a duty of the ulama to do it. And if we are not doing, we are shirking our duties. And the result of that is also that in this hadith it comes, neither will their faras be accepted, neither will be their nafal be accepted by Allah Ta'ala. So it's not a small thing, it's a serious matter that we stand up for the truth, we promote the truth, we propagate the truth, and we remain firm on the truth. And this idea of making peace with anything, what is making peace with everyone? Both sides. A person is right or is wrong. So you want to make peace with both, you are making peace with Shaitan also, peace with Allah also. And that is a munafiq. The definition of hadith of a munafiq, that is, where he makes peace with this people also, he makes peace with this people also. And that is mudahanat. And the guna of mudahanat, to conceal the truth, not to speak out the truth, it is so serious. And Muhammad Thanwi Rahmatullah Ali say, this is hubbe jah. You don't want to be criticized. You want to just keep everyone happy, so you don't. So you mix with all and make all happy. It is because you got the disease, might you don't know also, but the disease of pride, of popularity, that all must agree. I don't want to fall out with anyone. So I make you also happy, I make you also happy. That is not permissible in Islam at all. And if we got akhirat in mind, we got Allah's pleasure in mind, and we worried of our qabr and the day of qiyamah, and then the decision between jannat and jahannam, all these things are very important. Allah guide us to righteousness and see our road clear. It is clear. Allah arina al-haqqa, haqqa. The truth is there. Allah show it to us as the truth. Wa arina al-batila, the batil is batil. But Allah make us to see that it is batil. Subhanallah bihamdihi. Subhanallah bihamdihi.